This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado has a new program to help small businesses affected by COVID-19 with more than $25 million in grants and low-interest loans. Democratic State Senator Jeff Bridges says the program will prioritize rural businesses and those owned by women, veterans, and people of color.
The feds, the PPP program, good start. Very great results for a lot of Colorado companies, but it left some folks behind. And so we at a state level had the opportunity to fill that gap.
The money comes from the Federal CARES Act and private donations. Companies with 25 or fewer employees can apply for grants and loans starting on Monday. Will it be a snowy winter in Colorado? CPR's Paulo Schultzeder consulted the Farmer's Almanac.
The publication forecasts that Colorado will see a frigid winter with an above-average amount of snow. The magazine has long drawn the ire of meteorologists for its predictions. Peter Goebel with the Colorado Climate Center says their methodology is questionable.
Oftentimes, the Farmer's Almanac will look accurate because what people see when they look at the maps is just really general, colorful descriptions of the normal climate for a winter for each region.
Goebel notes that sometimes the almanac predictions are correct by mere chance, and this year, because of wildfires and widespread drought, he hopes that's the case. I'm Paulo Schultzeder, CPR News.
93 and sunny in Grand Junction, 93 and partly cloudy for Denver. It is 79 partly cloudy in Vail. This is CPR News.